Okay, so I've been digging through this mountain of data on AI in higher education, and there's something genuinely shocking here. We're seeing professors using surveillance tech to monitor students during online classes, tracking eye movements, flagging when someone looks away from their screen. But here's the twist. The same professors are secretly using ChatGPT to grade essays because they're overwhelmed. It's like this massive double standard nobody wants to talk about.
Wait, hold up. You're telling me faculty are policing our every move while they're automating their own work? I literally just had a professor accuse me of using AI on my code documentation, which I didn't, while I'm pretty sure he copy-pasted feedback from some grading assistant. The hypocrisy is unreal.
This tracks with what I'm seeing from colleagues still in the classroom. There's this panic about maintaining academic integrity that's creating these bizarre contradictions. I have a friend teaching freshman comp who installed 3 different AI detection tools, but she also uses Claude to help design her lesson plans. She doesn't see the disconnect.
The data shows this everywhere. I'm looking at this study on surveillance digitization in blended learning, and it's documenting how these monitoring systems are fundamentally changing teacher-student relationships. Students report feeling like they're performing for the camera rather than actually engaging with material.
That's exactly it. Last semester in my algorithms class, we had this proctoring software that flagged me for suspicious behavior because I was working out problems on paper. I had to hold up my scratch work to the camera every few minutes, like I was in some kind of academic prison. Meanwhile, the professor pre-recorded all his lectures 2 years ago and hasn't updated them since.
The irony is that we're using all this technology to enforce traditional models of education that don't even make sense anymore. When I was teaching in Mexico City, we had limited tech resources, but the relationships between teachers and students were so much richer. Now everyone has a laptop and high-speed internet, but the human connection is being surveilled to death.
You bring up Mexico City. I've got data here from a comprehensive guide on generative AI use in Latin American universities. They're taking a completely different approach. Instead of fighting AI, they're teaching students how to use it as a research collaborator. The results are fascinating.
See, that makes so much more sense. In my machine learning class, we're literally building these systems. But then in my humanities requirements, professors act like using AI is cheating. How am I supposed to prepare for a world where these tools are everywhere if I can't even experiment with them in college?
It's fear, honestly. Pure fear. Teachers who spent decades perfecting their craft suddenly feel obsolete. I remember when graphing calculators came out and math teachers thought it was the end of mathematics education. But we adapted. This feels different, though. More personal.
The speed is definitely unprecedented. This French study on AI in higher education shows that institutions that embraced AI tools early are seeing dramatic improvements in student engagement and learning outcomes. But here's the kicker. Only when teachers are trained properly, most schools are just throwing technology at the problem without any pedagogical framework.
That's the thing that kills me. My CS professors understand AI's limitations because they know how it works. But in other departments, it's either blind rejection or naive acceptance. I had an economics professor who told us to ask ChatGPT for help with problem sets, not realizing it consistently messes up basic calculations.
This generational divide is real. Younger faculty who grew up with technology approach it so differently. But institutional politics favor senior faculty who often resist change. I've seen departments split down the middle over whether to allow AI tools in the classroom.
Speaking of institutional politics, I'm seeing something interesting in the data about assessment methods. Universities are scrambling to create AI-proof assignments, but students are finding ways around every barrier. It's becoming this exhausting arms race that's taking energy away from actual learning.
The AI-proof assignments are usually just tedious, busy work. Instead of writing thoughtful essays, we're doing in-class handwritten exams like it's 1995. How is that preparing us for actual careers where we'll definitely be using AI tools?
I've been thinking about this a lot. What if we flipped the whole model? Instead of trying to detect AI use, what if we assumed students would use it and designed assignments that required critical evaluation of AI-generated content? Teach them to be editors and critical thinkers, not just content producers.
There's actually emerging data supporting that approach. Schools experimenting with AI-integrated curricula report higher student satisfaction and better preparation for workforce realities. But the resistance from accreditation bodies is intense. They're still operating under traditional academic integrity frameworks.
My friend at MIT told me they're piloting courses where AI collaboration is mandatory. You have to document your prompts, evaluate the outputs, and improve on them. It's teaching us to work with AI as a tool, not a crutch. That feels so much more relevant than pretending these tools don't exist.
But smaller schools don't have those resources. Community colleges, where many first-generation students start their higher education journey, are being left behind. They're stuck with outdated policies, while elite institutions experiment freely.
That disparity shows up starkly in the data. Resource-rich universities are hiring AI literacy coordinators and redesigning entire programs. Meanwhile, community colleges are still debating whether to allow spell check. It's widening an already massive equity gap in higher education.
It's so frustrating because community college students often need the most support, and AI could actually level the playing field if used right. Imagine having a 24/7 tutor that could explain concepts in multiple ways until something clicks. But instead, they're getting locked out of these tools.
The surveillance aspect particularly bothers me with vulnerable student populations. First-generation college students, international students, students with disabilities, they're already navigating so many challenges. Adding invasive monitoring just creates more barriers to success.
You're touching on something crucial in the data. The surveillance systems show significant bias. They flag students who fidget, who have different cultural communication styles, who need to move while thinking. It's standardizing behavior in deeply problematic ways.
I have ADHD, and those proctoring systems are my nightmare. I need to pace, talk through problems out loud, take frequent breaks, but the AI flags all of that as suspicious. I've had to get special accommodations just to take tests in a way that works with my brain.
This is where the disconnect between technology and pedagogy becomes dangerous. We're using tools designed for security and control in spaces meant for exploration and growth. No wonder students feel like they're being watched rather than taught.
The most promising data I'm seeing comes from institutions that involve students in policy creation. When students help design AI guidelines, adoption is smoother and outcomes improve. But that requires administrators to share power, which, well, you know how that goes.
My university created a student AI advisory board, but it's mostly for show. We make recommendations, they nod politely, then implement whatever they'd already decided. Real student input would mean acknowledging that we understand these tools better than most administrators.
That generational technology gap is real. I've sat in faculty meetings where professors who can barely attach a file to an email are making decisions about AI policy. It's like asking someone who's never driven to design traffic laws.
Here's what really gets me. The data shows that students are going to use AI regardless of policies. They're just getting better at hiding it. So these detection arms races aren't preventing AI use. They're just teaching students to be sneaky rather than thoughtful about these tools.
Exactly. I know people who've become experts at humanizing AI text, adding intentional errors, varying sentence structure. They're spending more time disguising AI use than they would have spent writing original work. It's absurd.
We're teaching the wrong skills entirely. Instead of critical thinking and ethical tool use, we're teaching deception and compliance. That's not education. That's just institutional theater.
The theater's getting expensive too. Universities are spending millions on detection software, surveillance systems, and enforcement mechanisms. Meanwhile, library budgets are being cut and adjunct professors can't get living wages. The priorities are completely backwards.
Don't get me started on the adjunct situation. My favorite professors are all adjuncts. They're passionate, current in their fields, bring real-world experience, but they're teaching at 3 different schools just to pay rent, so they don't have time to learn new AI tools even if they wanted to.
The labor dynamics are crucial here. Full-time faculty have professional development resources, time for experimentation, job security to try new approaches. Adjuncts are just trying to survive, but they're teaching the majority of undergraduate courses, especially at community colleges.
This connects to something fascinating in the data about pedagogical innovation. The most creative AI integration is happening in unexpected places, often led by adjuncts and graduate instructors who are digital natives. But their innovations rarely get institutional support or recognition.
My TA last semester was brilliant with AI integration. She showed us how to use it for brainstorming, then taught us to identify its weaknesses and biases. But she had to do it secretly because the professor prohibited AI use. She was risking her job to actually prepare us for the future.
That takes incredible courage. The precarity of academic employment means most instructors can't take those risks. They stick to traditional methods, not because they believe in them, but because innovation might cost them their next contract.
The data on institutional transformation is pretty clear. Schools that empower instructors to experiment see better outcomes across the board, but that requires trust, resources, and tolerance for failure. Most universities are too risk-averse for real innovation.
My computer science department is trying to innovate, but even there, it's slow. We have professors who've been teaching the same algorithms course for 20 years. Now they're supposed to suddenly integrate discussions about AI ethics and practical applications. They're lost.
Professional development is key, but it has to be meaningful. Not just mandatory workshops where someone reads PowerPoint slides about digital natives. Teachers need time to play with these tools, to fail safely, to rebuild their courses from the ground up.
Here's where the data gets really interesting. Successful AI integration isn't about the technology at all. It's about pedagogical approach. Schools that focus on learning objectives rather than tool mastery see much better outcomes. But that requires stepping back and asking fundamental questions about what education is for.
That's the conversation we're not having. Everyone's so focused on whether students are cheating with AI that we're not asking why we're still assessing learning through traditional essays and exams. Maybe the problem isn't the tools, it's the outdated ways we measure success.
Absolutely. If an AI can complete your assignment, maybe you're asking the wrong questions. We should be designing assessments that require human creativity, critical analysis, ethical reasoning, things AI can't replicate.
Some schools are experimenting with that. Oral exams are making a comeback. Portfolio-based assessment, where students document their learning process. Collaborative projects that require human interaction and negotiation. The data suggests these approaches lead to deeper learning and better skill development.
But those methods take more time and resources to implement and evaluate. It's easier to run multiple choice through a scanner or essays through Turnitin. Universities love efficiency metrics, not learning outcomes.
That efficiency obsession is killing education. We're optimizing for the wrong things, processing maximum students rather than maximizing learning. AI could help us personalize education, but instead we're using it to standardize and surveil.
The path forward seems clear in the data, but the institutional will isn't there. Schools that succeed are the ones with visionary leadership willing to take risks. But most administrators are just trying to avoid lawsuits and maintain rankings.
Rankings? Don't get me started. My school is obsessed with moving up in US News rankings, so they make decisions based on gaming metrics rather than actual educational quality. AI policy becomes about reputation management rather than student learning.
It's all connected. The corporatization of education, the adjunctification of teaching, the obsession with metrics over meaning. AI is just revealing existing dysfunction in the system, but it could also be the catalyst for reimagining everything.
That's the optimistic read of the data. Crisis creates opportunity for transformation, but it requires brave leaders, empowered educators, and students willing to demand better. The question is whether we'll seize this moment or just create digital versions of outdated systems.
My generation is ready for change. We know these tools. We understand their potential and limitations. But we need educators who will work with us rather than against us. Partner with us to design the future of learning rather than policing our every keystroke.
That partnership model is beautiful. Imagine classrooms where teachers and students explore AI together, learning from each other, where experience meets innovation. That's the education system we could build if we moved past fear and toward curiosity.
The data supports it. Every successful case study involves authentic collaboration between stakeholders, not token student committees or top-down mandates, but real partnership in reimagining education for an AI-integrated world.
So what happens next? How do we get from surveillance and suspicion to partnership and innovation? Because right now it feels like we're moving backward, not forward.
It starts with conversations like this, with educators admitting uncertainty and asking for help, with students engaging constructively rather than just circumventing rules, with administrators prioritizing learning over liability.
And with data-driven advocacy. The evidence is clear that punitive approaches fail while collaborative ones succeed. We need to keep gathering stories, documenting outcomes, and making the case for transformation. Change happens slowly in education, but it does happen.
I just hope it happens before I graduate. I want to be part of building something better, not just surviving a broken system. My little sister starts college in 2 years. I want her to experience education that embraces technology thoughtfully rather than fearfully.
She will, because of students like you pushing for change. Every generation of educators thinks the sky is falling when new technology arrives. But we adapt, we evolve, we find ways to preserve what matters while embracing what helps. This time won't be different, it'll just be faster.
The data tells us transformation is inevitable. The question is whether we'll lead it or be dragged along. Based on what I'm seeing, the next few years will determine the shape of higher education for decades to come. We better get it right.